Chattanooga's celebration of young adult literature stays all virtual this year. Yahoo Fest takes place online Thursday and Friday. Joel Henderson chairs the Humanities Department at Chattanooga State Community College, and Linda Levan is Executive Director of Southern Lit Alliance. Joel, Linda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Tell us about this year's Yahoo Fest.
If you're familiar with our program from years past, this is a collaboration between Chattanooga State's Writers at Work program and the Southern Lit Alliance. And it is a series of panels or sessions with various young adult literature authors. Because of the pandemic, this is now our second year to offer a series of virtual sessions rather than in-person sessions. We'd all, I think, like to be back face-to-face with folks, but it just feels more responsible to do virtual one more time. So we've put together a series of about six sessions over 2 days that folks can tune into for free and even participate in the Q&A part of the session.
Tell us about a few of the authors.
We've got 19 authors altogether. Jeff Zentner continues to be a big draw. He has yet another new book out, and he's a Nashville native, Tennessee native, musician, YA author, lawyer. I mean, he's a Renaissance man in many ways. But Jeff is part of the creation of the festival 4 years ago, and he continues to be an integral part of that. Most people will know his name, or at least a lot of folks will. Another is Sheba Kareem. Sheba is a writer in residence at Vanderbilt. She's actually a return author as well. She's got another new book out, and we're excited to have her back. She writes from certainly a different perspective and different point of view than Jeff does. And that's one thing we've tried to do, Ray, is make sure that we've got a wide variety of authors, ones that represent all sorts of walks of life, varying backgrounds, nationalities, ethnicities. And so we hope that every attendee can find or see his or her own story represented there in some way.
And we also see this in some of the panel discussions, such as writing resistance and developing identity/identities.
For sure. Yes, that's exactly right. Each panel that we've offered, we try to make sure that the makeup of that panel is very diverse and very representative. And so we have 3 to 4 authors on each panel. But I think folks will be excited to see the topics that are being discussed and to see some of the returning faces, but also a lot of new authors. We have several debut authors on our list. And we even have an author who will be joining us virtually from London, England. She actually was going to be on site, and I'm sure her agent was relieved that she didn't have to buy airfare for that trip. So she's going to be with us virtually instead.
And Linda, this collaboration between Chattanooga State and Southern Lit Alliance, and when we talk about literacy, this gets to the heart of it.
Oh, absolutely. And we are so grateful for Joel Henderson, who really helps coordinate and put this together, contacting authors. It's just really great to have a festival for the young adult genre. There's just not that many of them out there. We really want to encourage younger people to really get into reading and really love literature as an art.
And it's even more important now than ever, given the past year plus of the pandemic, with remote learning, with feelings of isolation. We've seen story after story about mental illness, all of these affecting various demographics, but in particular, young readers, young writers.
And one of the best distractions I know is being able to read a book. And it's gotten a lot of people through this pandemic, I believe, a great way to get out of the world and get into a good book.
I think, like all of us, both authors and attendees are eager to be back in person. We're all eager for that community. We're all eager for that face-to-face communication. But like the rest of us, the authors themselves began to be a little skittish as we got closer to the date. And so that's why we decided ultimately to pull the plug on an in-person event and go virtual one more year. For the authors, certainly, the real joy of an event like this is to be in a room with that community of readers and to have that opportunity to talk one-on-one with the young people that read their books. But of course, they also recognize the importance of maintaining our health through all of this as well. So fingers crossed that by next year, we'll be back in person, but this is the next best thing. We'll do it virtually and hopefully be able to capture still some of that magic that occurs when we put readers in dialogue with the authors that they're reading.
And if people want more information, where can they go online?
Go to yahoofest.org, yahoofest.org. And registration is required, but it is free. We just need a headcount and we need a way of sort of safeguarding our virtual rooms. So again, it is free. All the sessions are free and will be conducted via Zoom, but registration is required.
All right. Joel, Linda, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks so much.